After a huge home win over the Seahawks, the Jaguars' focus turns to the division rival Houston Texans. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a closer look at the Texans' defense. Plus, the Tom Coughlin J Fund brings Christmas cheer to families of children battling cancer. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
We prepared ourselves, worked our butts off. We knew we were going to win this game.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? That's what he said. Just another game, right?
We ain't done yet. We ain't done yet.
Just another game. That's how the Jags looked at last week's matchup with the Seattle Seahawks. Never a doubt in their minds about that result. Welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. J.P. Shadrick with you. And with that win, combined with the Titans' loss to the Cardinals last week, the Jaguars are in first place in the AFC South with three games to play. The Jags are currently the number three seed in the AFC playoff race, and it isn't over yet. The win over the Seahawks pushed the Jags into first place and into the national narrative, but the focus remains elsewhere inside the building.
We've got a team coming in that's getting players back, okay, in an in-division game, all right? They want nothing more than to beat us as we want nothing more than to beat them. Now, I understand it. I got the questions and everything, but I promise you, all right, none of you are going to be able to take me there.
In the locker room, though, players know what's at stake this late in the season.
For this to be a playoff spot and to get playoff checks and be playing on TV when not everybody else is playing, and I had to watch that all last year, it adds motivation to me.
You know, we know we have a big opportunity coming here and lock down things that we want to lock down, but we have to take one game at a time and not let the moment get too big and not look too far past our original goal, and that's winning the AFC South and winning every game.
Continuing to shine in his fourth NFL season, quarterback Blake Bortles seems to be getting hot at the right time.
To be able to go week to week and you see each guy feel more comfortable and confident within the system and be able to go out there and play more freely and with less clutter inside their head on Sundays, I think for me that's probably been the most important thing.
We welcome in Brian Sexton, John Osher. The Texans-Jags game is presented by SunPass. Blake Bortles playing at a high level. John, you wrote this week he's the highest-rated quarterback in the league the last 2 weeks.
Well, and even beyond that, I get the stats are great. The numbers are all great. He's playing the way they want him to, better in the last 2 weeks than I've ever seen him play, and certainly better against Seattle than I've ever seen him play in terms of all the stuff that you want this guy to do. I think he's playing his way into being the guy next year, Brian.
Well, I totally agree right. with it. First question I want to ask is, well, what are we going to get the next three, right? I mean, can he keep that level up? You and I have talked at length about his accuracy issues, which always kind of troubled me. He made receivers stop and jump or stop and catch and run. And the last couple of weeks, what he's done is lead. Mm-hmm. Lead D.D. Westbrook, lead Keelan Cole, guys with speed, let them keep running and make plays. And, of course, all season long, Marquise has been a guy across the middle who he has led just enough. I think he's been sensational. Forget the numbers. Just look at what your eyes show you, and you see a guy who's playing it on.
You mentioned lead. I'll be the words of it here. He's leading it differently. These guys believe in him and have believed in him long before the fans did. He's the guy on offense right now.
And his success has helped open up some things in the run game, too. That was evident last week when the running backs had a big day.
Well, and the offensive line really has powered that as well. I mean, give credit to them for his success in the passing game. No sacks, right? No sacks equals no turnovers. That's exactly what they want to do. But A.J. Cann in particular, who was pulling and sealing some of the holes that allowed Fournette, the 11-yard that sealed the game, mm-hmm. A.J. made that one happen. So the offensive line had done a tremendous job in recent weeks also.
Yeah, I'm not so sure they've done a great job in recent weeks. They did a great job on Sunday. I thought they were struggling going into that game. That's why I was so surprised it happened. If they play, meaning the offensive line, the rest of the way, like they did against Seattle, this team might go all the way.
Quick thought on the defense here. They had some late busts in that game against the Seahawks. It's really one of the few things this group has to work on down the stretch here, right?
Well, you would rather have busts than guys who can't cover when they're not busting. Yeah. So you've got to get that sorted out. You had one against Indianapolis they didn't like. I worry a lot more when I see corners and defensive backs, linebackers who can't physically make the play. These guys will get the bust workout.
Well, the first one was a fluke where two defenders knocked themselves off, knocked each other off the quarterback, who then had all the time in the world to throw, and you're asking Deshaun Gibson to cover a wide receiver one of them.
Long way, too.
Yeah. I mean, they can fix the mistakes that they made.
It'll start this week with the Texans. There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at a Houston Texans defense without a few key players.
You know, sleeping in a car was a way that I didn't have to spend that money on a home.
Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson sits down with Jadon Mickens in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. This week, if you could play another position, what would it be?
Okay, if you could play any other position, what would you choose?
If I could play any other position, it would be quarterback.
Quarterback?
Oh, quarterback.
To touch the ball and be able to score touchdowns, I don't think it's nothing like it.
You can take over a game at any time, and at the end of the day, you know, the fate of the football team relies in your hand. You have to be responsible.
And I get to dictate where I want to throw to and all that good stuff. And the quarterback is the most popular position in the NFL. So
I'd probably be a kicker. You know, the life of a kicker just it seems like a good life.
I'd be a long snapper.
Long snapper?
That'd be a cool position to play professionally.
Not to say it's easier, but...
Not a whole lot of wear and tear on your body, I guess.
Long snapper.
Maybe center, just because I get to be the first person to touch the ball out on the field.
I'd probably go with running back just because I played running back growing up all the way through high school.
It would be receiver because I'm just an athlete. And I'm just a superb athlete.
I played running back when I was a little leaguer, and I loved it. I feel like I always wanted to get back to that.
I would say receiver. I feel like I can catch. I feel like I can run routes. I feel like they should put me on offense sometimes, so I'd say receiver.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Give this to Fournette. Tries to bounce it outside. To the 45. Cut inside a defender to the 45 of Houston. To the 40 of Houston. What a move that was. Sprung himself loose.
Back in week one, the Jags ran all over the Texans defense, and that was with their full starting group on the field at the beginning of the season. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. The injury bug has hit the Texans harder than really any team in the league in 2017, especially on the defensive side. Jeff Lagerman is in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a closer look at what's left of the Houston D, presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you guys have a great challenge this week. It's Houston Texans. You know, I'm a defensive guy. Jadeveon Clowney? I love watching him on tape.
Well, you know, I like watching him when he's playing against other teams, mm-hmm. first of all. But obviously, he's an outstanding player. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player, plays multiple positions, has extremely great length, has obviously good hands, good movement skills. And he's someone that you have to know where he is. He can literally take over a game.
And the Texans do a great job of lining him up all over the place. That play there was an inside linebacker. Here he is rushing the passer from an inside linebacker. Gets a great hit on Garoppolo. And then this next play, he's back to what he did in college at South Carolina, which was a defensive end spot.
Well, exactly right. They'll move him around. So this way, you know, whether it's from a matchup standpoint or really just giving him the ability to make plays from sideline to sideline, because even though you know, he's an outside linebacker slash defensive end. You know, he has unbelievable range that can really go east and west and make every single play. And here you see again, you know he can take over a game.
Well, this might be my favorite play because it shows, one, how they use him in multiple positions, but his athleticism and his desire and the way he finishes plays.
He does finish very well, and again, you know, he's so tough to game plan against because you'll see him jump over blocks and sometimes he'll just run right through you. We've seen that a bunch on tape, you know, and he can still run around and still get into a position where he can make plays. So he's a very difficult player to game plan against.
The one thing you kind of see on film, you're a former offensive lineman, and when you watch offensive linemen, they don't know, they're kind of scared about taking him, you know, power at him because he's so athletic he can make him look silly.
Exactly right, and that's what's tough because, you know, he's dictating a lot of what occurs, meaning that, you know, if you're an offensive lineman and you're going out there and you're worried about him jumping around, he goes to power, he's going to embarrass you. He's going to knock you in the backfield and make the play. And if you go out there with too much power, he's going to jump around you and still make the play. So it's going to be a great challenge for our players.
Great challenge. I'm glad me and you don't have to block.
Exactly.
Thanks,
all right,
Doug.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. It's time now for our weekly visit with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Each week, he has a teammate in the lunchroom for Jackson 5.
Today we have a huge special guest, Jadon Nickens, the great special teams player. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. Good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you, man. Yeah, thanks for coming on. You know, I know it's the second time you've done this, but you were AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. How does that feel?
Oh, that feels awesome. It's an amazing accomplishment, you know, not only for me, but, you know, the team, because, you know, I'm not the only one running back there. We got guys blocking, guys running downfield, you know, that don't get the recognition that, you know, they deserve. So, you know, it's a humbling experience. It's a blessing, and it's a testament to the hard work.
That's what's up. And I know that's true. Everybody, you know, makes that capable for you. I understand that was your second time doing it, though.
Second time doing it. The first time, you know, we got a home, $100,000 for a home, Dream Finders. And, you know what I mean, this time it kind of hurts. Yeah. No, it hurts bad.
This time you were so close. You know, do this mean more to you since they provide people with something, some stability?
Way more. Being from South Central LA, it's hard, you know, to be comfortable in your element of your home. You have to live, you know, day to day, you know, rather than month to month and year to year to how people live. So, you know, getting somebody at home and having that nourishment of a roof over their over their head without no worries is, you know, the main thing and the thing that I really cling myself to.
You know, we got you in the middle of the season here on the Jags. You know, what tell us your journey.
Well, my journey is I'm an undrafted rookie out of the University of Washington. Should have been drafted. You know, I went to Oakland after for free agency, signed with Oakland. Thought I had a real good chance to play, didn't pan out. You know, went to the New York Jets to work out, the Los Angeles Rams to work out, ran 40s, came here to work out. Next thing I knew, I came with one bag, four pair of shorts, some flip-flops, a shirt and my man bag with all my essentials in there. Yeah. So I signed that day. And I was on a practice squad. We flew to London 2 days later. Yep. And I've been here ever since.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, we heard that, you know, during the transition, because when you first get here, let everybody know the team does pay for your hotel. But after that, you're just making salary, trying to save for yourself. And tell people, you know, that little story.
Me personally, I was on a big saving spree. You know, I went into the off season, and as a young man that doesn't know about, you know, the real life aspects, because went to high school, went to college, you know, people, you know, were nurturing you, had you there. So, you know, coming from that, you had to a week for a hotel when you signed, and then it was all on you because you're starting to get those checks, which is practice squad. You make way less than an active roster player or somebody else on longer tenure.
Yep.
So I thought to myself, I want to open businesses up. I want to open up my group homes. I want to open up my camps. I want to do all these other things. And money is a lot of the things I need to do it with. So I was trying to save as much of it as I could. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sleeping in a car was a way that I didn't have to spend that money on a home, you know, because the leasing and the hurricanes here, I didn't want to be in a lease. And if I had to break a lease, now it's on my credit. It's a lot of things that tied into it that, you know, I was getting hit over the head with. And I just made the decision. Me and Larry Pinker actually slept side by side. His Infiniti and my Nissan Maximum that I got from Enterprise. Sit side by side, turned the heat on, put the back down, put my feet in the trunk, and lay it out until we got ready for practice or hot tubs.
I gotta say, I'm very impressed, man. That's a hell of a story, you know, appreciate the sacrifice you have to make.
Yeah.
It's crazy for people to understand. It's not peaches and cream coming in this league. You know, you have to really strive and sacrifice. And to hear your story, you know, gives people a lot of hope and understanding that this is a huge grind and sacrifice really a lot of people make. So I'm happy you, man. I'm happy you out here doing your thing, bro, because you deserve it, man.
Yes,
you really deserve
it.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, a special holiday celebration with the Tom Coughlin J5.
Hey, it's on us now. We're getting what we want. We're getting a run. No rush.
Defensive tackle Malik Jackson wearing a mic this past week against the Seahawks. The full feature available each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Let's get in the kitchen now. This week on Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. With the weather cooling down, Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony have a combo to keep you warm.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. I'm here in a Dreamfinders Homes model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And Chef Tony is making an amazing feel-good recipe. What have we got?
Oh, you are right. This is a grilled pimento cheese sandwich with tomato bisque. So, you know, on those days where you're just, maybe you're excited and you need some comfort food to settle down, or you're heartbroken
I need no good reason to eat pimento cheese and tomato soup.
Well,
let's
talk about this one right here. All inside here, I have some Neufchâtel, which is a third less fat cream cheese.
Neufchâtel. Okay.
Right? We have some 2% cheddar cheese as well. Awesome. I want you to add some pimentos to this. They come right in a jar, diced up. Perfect. And a little bit of smoked paprika and cayenne pepper for me, if you will.
You got it.
Oh.
Like
yeah,
so?
Yeah, put it right
okay,
in.
Okay, perfect.
Right there.
All
I
right.
That amount.
And about that?
Yeah.
Is that too much?
No, that's good.
Perfect.
And here what I've done is I've sautéed down some onions and garlic. So script those into that too.
Tricky here.
Yeah, it's all right if the cheese hits the pan. It's not going to hurt.
All right.
It'll actually help it melt a little bit quicker. That way,
okay.
If you go to stir it.
Messy Marvin here. You have me doing all the tricky stuff.
Well, you know, you have the large family. I have a family of four. You got what? Five, six?
Seven of us. You know,
ooh, that's
you know,
a lot.
We got it going on.
What we do is we mix this together until it comes in. We'll season it with a little salt and pepper. And then we're going to turn back over to our natural gas stove over here where we have some bread starting to toast up.
All right.
So we have that there. Look what you
this
did.
Voila.
It's beautiful stuff right here. We're
going to
take
I'm
some
good.
Of this, and I'm going to put it right down on top, just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, come on. We're going to use it all. What do you say?
You better.
Now, we like this for, it's really important because we need the even heat that natural gas brings because we don't want our bread to burn as it starts to toast. And what we'll do is on some of them, it'll get a little aggressive, and then it just won't do very well for us. So this natural gas is the perfect even heating source for what we
I think
have
I
right
want
there.
That one. That
it's going to be delicious right there. So we have our grilled cheese with pimento right inside for a little spiciness and some tomato bisque soup.
Awesome.
For that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. Since its inception in 1996, the Tom Coughlin J Fund has provided an incredible support system to families of children battling cancer. That includes the holiday season as well. Here's an inside look at a recent holiday party for the kids in this Baptist Health Beacon.
The purpose is for everybody to have a good time, to put cancer away in the closet for a day, for parents to get together and talk, for kids to make new friends, for them to have games and so on and so forth, food, and just have a good time. And it brings a smile to everybody's face, all the volunteers, all the people that are working hard to put this on for these families who have a child with cancer. So it's a wonderful day to walk around and just look at people and know that for one day they can enjoy themselves and they're spending time with each other.
These parties mean the family gets to be a family. We don't have to worry about the treatments when she was in treatment, and now we get to see our friends from the 3 years of treatments that she was in, and we get to be normal.
Up next, a look ahead to the division rival Houston Texans. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
After the game, the guys wanted me to break down the team just because they knew I'd never had a winning season in the NFL, and I'm lucky to be a part of this group.
Linebacker Paul Posluszny broke down the team after the game last week, his first winning season in 11-year career. Welcome back, J.P. Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Texans-Jags presented by SunPass this Sunday. A win and they're in. It's that easy.
And don't overlook how rare that is. I think it's the fourth time. If they do, it'll be the fourth time that they've clinched a playoff spot in EverBank Field. Brian, you've been around for them all. What a moment that is. The point I make is go ahead and savor this. Don't worry about the buys yet. Don't worry about the division title yet. Get in and enjoy that moment if it happens.
Live in the moment.
I will tell you that as we walked out after the AFC title game in 96, and you and I have talked about this, I remember thinking, well, we'll be back. You know, I mean, it's been a long time coming to be at this moment right now. Live in the moment this week, next week, just focus on this game, and getting a playoff berth would be huge.
This is a Houston Texans team that John McClain, the great writer for the Chronicle, said in 38 years is the most beat up he's seen in the National Football League. They got a lot of holes right now in Houston.
They have holes, but they also have a few good players to make you nervous. They have Clowney, they have Hopkins. They're a team that if you slip up, They have playmakers who can turn those big plays into touchdowns. All of that aside, the defensive line of the Jaguars versus the offensive line of the Texans gives the Jaguars a huge matchup.
Jalen Ramsey clarified all this 2 weeks ago when he put a hole in the conventional thinking of the people about the Jaguars, about fans and about media of the Jaguars. This is not the same old Jaguars team. They know what's at stake. They'll come to play.
All right, get ready to party like it's 2007. The Texans and the Jags, 1 o'clock Sunday. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.